the ticket.
Community Quick Hits!
Brought to you by
Franklin Frankel.
Okay, here he is, Dave.
Thank you.
Dave.
Leading off Community Quick Hits today, I have some dramatic results, as yesterday the Super Bowl was not the only important competition being held. It was also the date of Chili Bowl.
How many years you been doing this?
No idea.
10 plus?
20 plus.
Wow.
Yeah, there is a the trophy is a Dallas Cowboys crock pot, and then it has in little label maker like the Stanley Cup, it has the names and years of all the winners. And my name has never made it onto
the crock pot. How do you keep losing?
Well, so
this, you didn't enter this year, did you?
No, I did. And so this was a hasty decision because we got back from the Super Bowl midday Saturday.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to have to be running my daughter around in the afternoon, but it turns out those plans got canceled. So I had time.
It's chili time.
And so both myself and my wife made chili.
Oh.
And she decided to go against the grain. She made a chicken-based white chili. She knew she wasn't going to win, but she wanted to just kind of throw a wrench into the works.
And like how many teams enter?
There were, this year there were 9 total entries.
Okay.
9 total entries.
And you didn't think you guys should team up?
No, she doesn't want to team up with me.
Okay.
She wants her own glory. Dave. And hers turned out really good. It basically tasted like if you dumped out the inside of a cheese enchilada into a bowl. Like there was no tortilla, just the guts of the enchilada. Yeah. It was delicious.
Makes the abs pop.
Yeah, it's good for you. So I am happy to announce that my chili, which this is the second time that I've made this particular recipe. It's a framework of a recipe. I have my own methods.
Okay.
But my chili earned 5 first place votes.
Wow.
How did that not win?
Well, maybe it did.
Oh.
Because the winning chili received 5 first place votes.
Oh, my God.
But I came in 3rd.
Oh, man.
I ended up with 20 total points. So our scoring system, you have to taste them all. And you have to rank your top 3.
Awesome. And somebody was trying to sabotage you by leaving you off their ballot.
3rd place is worth 1 point, 2nd place 2, 1st place 3 points. So I ended up with 20 total points, and we had a tie for 1st with 21 total points. So I was just 1 off the podium or the lead.
Who won?
Well, we had to do a chili bowl off, as everyone had to go back and taste the 2 finalists again. And then we just did a show of hands for the winner. And so the host of Chili Bowl and Super Bowl watching, my buddy Craig, who is a multi-time winner in past years, he came in 2nd. And then first-time winner was our friend Robin. And if you remember, Robin and her boyfriend John, they recently took over the All Good Cafe.
Oh, so they've got skin in the game.
Yes.
They know what they're doing.
And so Robin used a bastardized version of the All Good Cafe chili recipe, and that was what won. So I came in 3rd to a professional restaurateur and a multi-time past winner.
And you half-assed your way through it. Like you had in the cooking competition, you basically, they're like, you have 10 minutes, go, shop.
Yeah.
That was you.
Yes. It was a last-minute decision. So it's my best finish ever. And I feel like everything's coming up Milhouse.
Why didn't you bring up some food for us today to eat? You got extras, right?
Yeah, I do have leftovers. I thought there's no way you would want to eat my chili, but
it's 3rd place. Okay. Yeah.
All right. I mean, I can bring some tomorrow if you want.
I don't want no last place. 3-day old chili. That's fine.
Were you concerned about a ringer having to compete against a ringer?
I was, and we did ask the question, did you just go into the kitchen at All Good and ladle some into a crock pot? But she assured us no, she actually made it at home. So
there shouldn't be like a subdivision for normies.
Yeah. I mean, for normies, I came in first place for normies. So.
Okay.
You're our normie, Dave.
Thank you. So I'm very proud of myself today. All right. Real estate news. Two hot properties are available should you have the resources and desire.
The Mavericks?
Well, okay. Three properties. Now, this first one, this is going to be auctioned tomorrow morning. So if you are interested in this, you need to go to the J. Eric Johnson Central Library on Yonge Street in downtown, as on the front steps of the Johnson Central Library at 11 a.m. tomorrow, they're going to auction off the Skillman Southwestern Library building. So they have, the city of Dallas has consolidated some library resources.
Where's this? Skillman and what?
Southwestern.
Okay.
It's right by the Village Apartments.
Okay.
And so it's a 1,300 square foot red brick building. And it opened, it just opened in July of 1996. So not that long ago. But they have decided to, as a budgetary decision, permanently close that branch. They have moved all the books and computers and furniture to other library locations. So it's just a vacant building. But if you want to buy the Skillman Southwestern Library from the city,
fascinating,
you can buy it at auction tomorrow. I wonder what it's going to go for.
And you don't have to keep it as a library.
No, I mean, I don't know what it's permitted for otherwise. I mean, I imagine it's commercial, but
strip club.
Well, I don't think you can have strip club in the city limits anymore.
Mm.
So that's probably out. But maybe adult bookstore?
Yeah.
Head I mean, because they have a lot of shelves for books. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the other property in Grapevine, the childhood home of Post Malone is on the market.
Really?
Okay, that's kind of weird.
So he moved to Grapevine in 2005, and this was his childhood home. All the way through when I guess he went to Grapevine High School. It's a 1,600 square foot house on Eaton Lane. It is about a mile from Main Street. It has three beds, two baths, has been tastefully updated and thoughtfully renovated according to the listing. So that includes an updated primary bathroom, triple pane energy efficient windows, a new AC unit, and a new water heater. So they got all the systems humming. Yeah. But yeah, if you want to own
what's it up for?
I'm going to tell you.
Oh.
If you want to own Postie's childhood home in Grapevine.
Hang on.
The low, low price of.
3-2?
3-2.
I wonder if Postie's name drives the price up. I doubt it. It's not even his, it's his parents.
Yeah, I don't know who currently owns it. I don't know if it's still a family member, or if it's changed hands since then.
In Grapevine. So it's like 1,800 square feet?
1,685.
I'm going to say 600,000.
Bob?
275.
Corby's the winner. I mean, he did go over. It is 549.9.
275. What world do you live in?
Price is Right rules is closest without going over.
We're not playing Price is Right rules.
We always play Christ.
That's
standard.
It's not.
You're about to say Christ is Right.
Spot the lie.
All right. That's good enough for today.
All right. Good stuff, Mr. Chili Bell, third place finisher. Let's finish it out with Sturm Center next.
The ticket.
Okay. We'll let Dave set up over there. But Dave is now a medalist in a chili competition.
That's right. I made the podium.
Yeah, he is one of, like an Olympian, like a true Olympian.
It's appropriate because we are in the Olympic season.
Yeah.
We sure are.
Where he is finally placed for the first time in his annual chili cook-off done on Super Bowl Sunday, titled Super Bowl.
Get it?
For those obvious reasons. And as Dave sets up his chili for us to taste, which, by the way,
get Ham in here.
Everyone's doing it except for you, Ham.
Yeah, little baby Ham.
Put your headphones on. Talk to us.
Didn't want
to
try my chili. He was too scared.
Why don't you want to try it?
I had a big lunch.
No, it's not.
He should have to suck on a pacifier the entire time we taste this chili.
Are you not? Is chili too spicy for you?
It just depends on what's in it. I'm not big on beans. If he's got beans in it, no, I don't do onions.
It's
either.
A Texas chili. There's no beans in it.
It's clearly award winning.
Yeah.
And
you're turning down award winning chili.
I mean, I'm suspicious that wife had a chicken chili. That's weird.
Well, she didn't place.
Yeah.
And
she
I didn't bring that. And Therese said, if you missed,
she threw the entire tournament
to make sure Dave won.
If you missed Community Quick Hits yesterday, I came in third, but I had 5 first place votes, which was the same as the winning chili.
Yeah.
And
this was chili from all over the country.
Well, it was 9 entries from Dallas, but.
My bad.
The second place chili.
This is a worldwide tournament.
Yes. The second place chili was my buddy Craig, who has won this
Zimbabwe.
He's won this competition at least like 3 or 4 times.
He almost cheats. Well, I'm not sure I trust Craig.
Not that Craig.
How do you like my chili?
Let's cut that back a little bit.
And then the first place chili was from my friend Robin, who is a restaurateur, and she used the recipe from the All Good Cafe.
From her restaurant.
Yes.
Ringer. And Dave went in, like bootstraps pulled up, went to the store, said, how am I going to beat these people?
All right. Hey, DJ, will you come in and grab yours and Lando's?
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, you can give some to Monty, too. He's back there, and he looks very
hungry.
Come
get Ham's passy.
Ham, we'll let you know if it's too spicy for you, which I don't think it is. All right. I don't know if I've ever tasted award-winning chili before.
I don't know if you want to. Does Monty want some?
He hates food.
Just look at him.
Can I try it?
Yeah, I would suggest you try it. I mean, maybe like if we're doing just the sip.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
If you want to describe the color. Because it's a...
No, it looks like chili.
It's a nice reddish brown.
I don't know what you want.
Yeah. I mean...
What do you want from me?
I'm just saying, sometimes chili can look kind of pale. It'll look like tomato sauce.
No. This looks like hearty chili.
Yeah.
Nice kick to it.
Yeah.
Really nice kick to it. This is great. Ham, you would love it.
Ham, get in here.
Let me eat this chili and then feed it to you.
Just baby bird him.
Here he comes. Do you have
more? Out the other end.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, he's got more.
Yeah, there's one more.
Okay, prediction.
We've guilted
prediction.
Him into it.
He's going to freak out because he's going to think it's too hot and spicy.
He's going to throw up for sure.
No, he's not.
That's yours. Do you want to eat it live here?
Yeah. We've challenged his manhood. This is great.
Yeah.
You get the broken mic.
All right. Ham is about to try chili. Have you ever had chili in your life?
Yeah, I love chili.
Oh, okay.
Like on chili dogs, or you just eat a bowl of chili?
No, I'll make chili for the family.
No, this is okay. Good. Dave, this is really good.
So you'll make chili, but you're scared of Dave's chili.
Yeah, it's my salmon patty theory. I don't eat salmon patties unless I've made it myself.
Because you don't know if, like, there's pubes in it.
Yes. I'm always worried about the rogue
weird
pubes.
Add-on that was.
All right, I'm telling you right now, this is really good.
Right?
Yeah.
But let's hear what Ham thinks.
It's hot.
Hot temperature or spicy?
Spicy.
Well, describe it a little bit. We're on radio.
It's spicy chili.
I mean, it has chili powder in it. I did not. There's no. The only fresh chili is.
You're not a spice guy?
Floated a serrano.
Not at all.
But I didn't split the serrano. I just floated
it. You just stuck it in there.
Yeah, just floated it.
You didn't cut it up or anything?
No, it just hung out in there.
Okay. What's your normal spice exposure?
I'll do like half the packet of spice.
Okay, it's flavorful. It's really not spicy at all.
Yeah, but
it's good, I mean, aside from the spice.
There's some presence of spice.
Well,
you can't say it all, right?
And so if you are a chili connoisseur,
well, I'll spice you right now, DJ. Yeah.
If you make a lot of chili, it's always better the second day, and this is the third day.
Yeah.
Because you refrigerate it, and then when you reheat it, the flavors meld even more.
I agree.
I am proud of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for trying it.
He can't talk.
What a low bar for praise. He tried
Lando,
chili.
Lando, do you enjoy?
Delicious.
I mean, I'm sorry there's no beans in it.
That's okay. Do you want this cup back?
No, you can keep this.
Are you going to keep the cup?
You can add it to your collection.
You can keep this disposable tin.
What are you already? What are you digging through the trash already? Recycling.
Do I have to give you back my spoon?
The plastic spoon from the break room.
I'm running low at home.
Yeah, so I feel good. I feel like I've finally cracked the code.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't make any outrageous errors at the last minute, which is usually my undoing.
You all right, Ham?
Is that my chili is usually fine. But then at the last minute, I'll be like, man, it's missing something. And then yeah. I'll add like maple syrup. Or
you'll put lasagna in there.
I'll put a lasagna, like just a frozen Stouffer's floating in the middle.
Dave, is this lasagna?
Yeah. So I kept it.
Good job,
true
Dave.
To the recipe.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I am all for normal chili. Just what is, I guess what's known as the purest form of chili, which is meat only. And the people that freak out over beans. When my mom would make chili growing up, it was beans.
What's your take on that, beans? Lando?
They don't belong in chili.
See, and I understand the argument fully. Like, I get it. But if I'm going to
but
make...
But it's a big Texas thing, right?
Yeah, but...
Well, here's the thing, is that originally, beans were added to chili to stretch the chili. It's in place of more meat.
Right.
So you can feed more people with less meat.
Right. And I, so when I make chili, I still like, it's almost like stew for me. I'll put anything
and
everything.
Chop up vegetables in there?
Oh yeah. Everything.
That's insane.
It's like gumbo.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not chili.
I know
not. Yeah. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's not chili.
And I respect this purest form of chili. I just don't abide by it.
Do you then disrespect the idea of just half a bowl of tortilla chips thrown in there?
No, I do all that too.
Oh, okay.
Cheese, and
okay.
Crackers, sour cream, crackers, every, like, yeah, the more and, the
well,
merrier.
And so when we do have chili bell, everybody has to taste all the chilies and we have these little Dixie cups that, so you can just sample a small amount. You have to taste them all. And then you go back and your favorite, you throw in the Fritos and the cheese and the chopped up onions or whatever. We have all the toppings there. So you go back and make a bowl of your favorite.
Okay. Look, you did great.
Legit.
Yeah, you
legit,
did,
right?
You did really good. This is very, very tasty.
Pretty good for third place.
Ham is literally dying in here.
He took one bite.
Ham, do we need to move a porta potty in there, do you think?
Call Jay.
And you know,
I knew it. I told you guys you would do this.
I'm just proud of him. We need to lower the bar even further to be proud of Ham.
And you know, I was my own undoing. Because
as you always are,
I voted myself first and then I voted my wife third because, you know,
chivalry.
Yeah. Chivalry.
Yeah.
Make sure
and
she
then I voted
you.
And then I voted the eventual champion second. Had I inversed it, had I really gone for chivalry and voted my wife second and the eventual winner third, then I might have won.
Now, did you honestly think your wife deserved to be third? And she wasn't going to find, it wasn't an open vote, was it?
No, but I, you know, I had to tell her.
God, babe, I love you,
baby,
Trish.
That was so good.
Your chili's the best.
Honey bunny.
God.
Man.
You're so hot when you're making it, too.
Yeah, well, you pour it on my chest and lick it off.
Yeah.
Just an apron.
All right. Good stuff, chili man. Good stuff.
You gonna be all right, Ham?
Hamstrong.
Do
you have any water in there? Or are you drinking straight Dr. Pepper?
I just drank my Dr. Pepper.
Do we need to get him some ice cream?
Probably so.
Or ice.
Seriously, nothing like that's the way that Ham defeats everything is with a nice bowl of ice cream. Unbelievable.